And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets. Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Frequency waves emitted from 1 to 2 meter dishes results in blunt object trauma from waves generated in front of target. Effects range from discomfort to death. A Russian device that can propel a 10 sonic hertz bullet the size of a baseball hundreds of yards is thought to exist.
And the walls came tumbling.
Walter Manley, and I am the living spirit of the Jericho Institute, where we use sound creatively in the production of non-lethal weapons designed to save lives by changing the hearts and minds of our adversaries. During the Vietnam War, we still confused sonic power with high volume. For example, in the so-called urban funk campaign, where we mounted supersized oscillators onto attack helicopters and blasted Victor Charlie with heavy metal at around 120 dB. We called that weapon the Curdler, and it was a very primitive system. But we also used high-frequency nighttime wailing sounds in a weapon we called the Wandering Ghost, intended to spook the Viet Cong by playing on certain Buddhist beliefs. And that weapon was a big step forward, because we came to realize there is no sound more powerful than the one that conquers your true heart with deep vibrations.
Joshua, fight the battle.
The sound of the shofar, which is a purified sound because the priests who blew the horns had been purified. And so in blowing that horn, they have something of that sacred wind of God, ruach, I think is the Hebrew word, with which God breathed the life into Adam. So once you've harnessed the power of God through the purity of the priests, there's no telling what power might come out of it. And the power to knock down an adversary's city wall seems small compared to the things that might be done by the might of God.
Deference tones. devices which can project a voice or other sound to a particular location. The resulting sound can only be heard in that location.
This is Bill Arkin. I'm NBC News military analyst, newspaper columnist, and author of the forthcoming book, Code Names, Deciphering U.S. Military Plans and Operations in the 9/11 World. Proponents of acoustic weapons would say to you that they are as old as biblical times. But let's be real. These are highly engineered, modern digital weapons that take advantage of our greater knowledge both of the workings of the human ear and the human brain, as well as make use of sophisticated technologies to be able to project sound both over long distances and also over incredible decibel levels. And I don't think there's any real relationship between the weapons which are being developed today and those that existed in biblical times. But I think that the reference to that is to it's at least suggest that the use of sound is something that is itself as old as war. Polysound, loud music used by American forces to drive Noriega from the Vatican Embassy.
Here at the Jericho Institute, ultimately, what we are talking about is a weapon that uses subharmonic infrasound, amplified by the power of evangelical Christian faith, to summon and deploy a voice that sounds like it's coming from right inside your head, but also sounds like it is coming from everywhere else. A voice that comes from everywhere and nowhere, from everyone and no one. And when you hear it, you will obey, no matter what it says, because the real weapon that brought down those walls of Jericho was the voice of God.
From the early origins of Western civilization, sound is closely associated with magic. Much of this is forgotten or nearly forgotten. One well-known surviving example is the magical incantation, Abracadabra. The point here is that the widespread belief is that the right vocal utterance can bring about some physical manifestation or life or even bring the universe into existence. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, which says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." The interesting thing is that he had to create light. He didn't have to create sound. Sound was pre-existing. This continues with the creation of Adam in Genesis 2, verse 7, which in my translation said, "Then the Lord breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." But if you look at the Targum, that translates the phrase "a living soul" as a speaking spirit. So my point here is to connect sound with breath and with wind and with spirit. And it's interesting to me that the Hebrew word for breath and wind and spirit is the same, ruach. That idea of sound and magic is continues in religion today because many religious people believe that prayers uttered aloud have magical powers to influence life and even to change the course of history.
And the walls came tumbling down.
The development of modern exotic weaponry, those weapons in the areas of the new physical principles of microwaves, lasers, and acoustic beams, began sometime after the end of Desert Storm, the first Gulf War. an era where it was pretty clear that peacekeeping was going to be a major function of the Western militaries. And there was a recognition that the tools were not available in order to do those jobs. If somehow non-lethal weapons could be developed that would enhance the ability of soldiers to conduct peacekeeping operations, then the notion was that certainly those weapons should be developed and should be deployed.
True sound of all true sounds. True voice of all true voices. True God of all true gods. Lord, hear our prayer.
I'm troubled by two aspects. One, that there is a suggestion that the introduction of this kind of exotic weaponry is somehow going to change the nature of warfare, somehow be able to leapfrog over some of the immutable rules of warfare. I think that kind of thinking, the shock and awe thinking, if you will, is what brought us to where we are today in Iraq. That there's a silver bullet, that we're going to win quickly, we're going to win so overwhelmingly, we're going to employ our high technology in such a way that the rules of warfare are going to be set aside.
And they shall know for all time the true voice of the one true King. Lord, hear our prayer.
There has been a strong push to develop some kind of a means of protecting sensitive installations, nuclear weapons bunkers, for instance.
Squawk box, crowd dispersal weapon, field tested by the British Army in Ireland in 1973.
By placing a very powerful acoustic alarm, if you will, inside of a nuclear weapons bunker, one that is capable of causing such excruciating pain.
It produces giddiness, nausea, or fainting.
So excruciating that you would not be able to penetrate the area that was being protected.
The beam is so small that it can be directed at specific individuals.
At the Jericho Institute, we like to think of America's deep and abiding Christian faith as one of our most strategically potent natural resources. We have extensive prayer networks throughout the Bible Belt and elsewhere, and our objective is to synchronize the latent vibrational power of these faith networks with an infrasonic sound that formally replicates the voice of God in terms of its frequency range and overall acoustic envelope. We call this process charging the airspace, a process that resembles rubbing on the magic bottle until the genie comes out. Ladies and gentlemen, God is there to hear our prayer. Now it is true that the previous assumption was that God had to make the first move from an acoustical perspective, as in, for example, when he says, "Let there be light." And there was light. But we believe that if we can create the right acoustic and provide the appropriate vibrational context, it will be possible to actually produce the voice of God in a faith-based conflict whereby God is on our side.
Joshua's priests marched around Jericho blowing their shofars. I believe they were harnessing God's power. They were transforming it into a frightful military weapon through the purity of the priests. And Joshua could harness his power, part of the frightful secret workings of this weapon. It was like ancient magic, not so different from the secret of the atomic bomb itself. The workings of particle physicists are often seen as a modern extension of alchemy, and scientists could be seen as the modern priests who manipulate these mysterious great powers.
Sound source, infrasound from nonlinear superposition of two ultrasound beams. Effects, intolerable sensations. Targets, riot control. Sound source, very low frequency noise. Effects, disorientation, vomiting fits, bowel spasms, uncontrollable defecation. Targets, enemy troops.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited because it appears that we may get a chance to test our system real soon. And it turns out this test may take place not far from those old walls at Jericho.
The troubling aspect to me of these sonic weapons, acoustic weapons, sound weapons, and this type of exotica is that there is also a contention on the part of the proponents that the physical principles associated with the application of the weaponry needs to be secret because countermeasures could be developed.
We are at the dawn of a new era for military history, marked by the dominance of a weapon system based on the most powerful sound in the universe. Joshua shouted, "Glory!" And the walls came tumbling down.
Most of these programs are rather elliptical and vaporous, difficult to grasp onto, difficult to get a lot of detail about. And that makes it very difficult then, therefore, to assess whether or not they indeed, well, whether they work. And then on the other hand, what kind of adverse humanitarian impact they would have if they were employed in a widespread way on the battlefield.
True sound of all true sounds, true voice of all true voices, true God of all true gods. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Execute your absolute command, which is our absolute convocation. Your will, which is our will. Your eternal sounding, which is our eternal call. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We, who long to hear you, await the power of your glory. For the last sound on earth shall be the first sound in paradise. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Came tumbling down.
The city.